You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, and this is show number 169. And today I'm going to cover how to overcome fear and get to the success you want. Because you know what? Here's the reality. All of us have fear. Anytime we're starting something new, it's very natural. We all have it. It's just how we deal with it that determines whether we're going to be successful or not. So stay tuned. That's today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, and again, welcome to show number 169. I'm Jackie Ulmer, and as always, I love spending this time here with you, covering literally what are some of my favorite topics in the world, and that is mindset and business skills, specifically surrounding network marketing, direct sales, party plan, and using social media tools along the way. And you know, I just know over my 21 plus years in this profession that the number one obstacle that holds people back from having success is their fear. It's mindset. It really is. It's not knowing exactly what to say or the right tool to pass on to someone or different things like that. It truly is mindset. And we cover a lot of that in my Inner Circle coaching program. You can go to jackieulmer.com/coach and you can access that. Got a whole section on mindset, GoPro, as well as network marketing business skills, scripting language, how to launch your business your first 30 days, how to get yourself out on the internet using tools like blogging, content creation, how to build a list, how to communicate with that list, how to share your story, your attractive character model, and things to say to engage your prospects and get them interested in what it is that you're doing, as well as using Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and all those other great tools that are out there. So here's the thing with overcoming fear and getting to success. First of all, I mentioned this already, but fear is a natural part of the process, especially when you're undertaking anything new, anything that you haven't done before. Now think about a job that you've started in the past. Anytime you've started a new job, most of us have had a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of butterflies in our stomach, you know, something that makes us just feel a little bit trepidatious or nervous or whatever before we walk into the scene. That's just natural. The key is going forward anyway, and most of us do. If we get hired into a job, we overcome that fear for the most part. We get up and we go do it because we know exactly what the paycheck is going to be at the end of the, you know, once we're there. We know all those kind of things, and that's important. But what I'm going to tell you is you can know what the paycheck's going to be for you at the end of the tunnel when you build a successful network marketing and direct sales business. I can promise you it's going to be phenomenal if you'll just push through your fears and do it anyway. Now, here's the thing about the mind, and this is where mindset is so important. Your mind cannot focus on two things at once. Think about that. You really can't. Okay, you can't be making your grocery list and at the same time reciting the Gettysburg Address. And if you're outside of the United States, I apologize. We'll say the Pledge of Allegiance. Or how about, well, you get the drift. You've got a national anthem wherever you live in most cases, but you can't do both of those things at once. You can't be writing out a grocery list and reciting any poem or anything that you know, right? So think about that in terms of lack and abundance, because the same thing happens in your mind there. You can't focus on lack and also be feeling abundant. And you also can't be feeling abundant and feel lack at the same time too. So when we are fearful, that diverts our attention to something that we don't really want, something that doesn't serve us. Think about that, okay? Your fear doesn't serve you because it keeps you stuck. When you're fearful of what someone else is going to say or think when you contact them about network marketing or your products or whatever, when you're fearful of that, it doesn't serve you because it does a couple of things. First of all, it puts you into a vibrational state that really can interfere with you aligning with your perfect target prospects. Okay. Even on just a vibrational level, people sense that. They pick up on that even subconsciously. So that doesn't serve you either. And very often it stunts our path. It stops us from moving forward and actually making those contacts, whether it's two contacts a day you've resolved that you're going to make, or five or 10 or whatever it is. When fear sets in, very often we don't do anything but sit around thinking about how we wish that we would be in action. Now, here are some simple things that you can do to manage fear when it creeps in. First of all, focus on gratitude. When you start feeling fearful, just stop what you're doing and take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath in and focus on gratitude. Pick out one thing that you're grateful for that you already have in your life, okay, whatever it is. And think about one thing that you've accomplished that you feel really proud of and excited about and grateful for in your life. So pick that one thing. You're feeling the fear. Stop and catch yourself. That's a big part of it. Take a few deep breaths in and then pick that one thing that you're going to focus on and focus there. And when you do that, I want you to notice the feeling of calm that typically is going to come over you, because when you put yourself into a state of gratitude, it definitely has a calming effect on your whole psyche. It definitely does. Give it a try. If you don't believe me, just give it a try for yourself. When you're feeling anxiety, you're feeling fearful, just stop, take a couple of deep centering breaths, close your eyes, and put your mind and your focus on something that you're grateful for, something happy in your life, and you will feel that calm come over you. So do that every time you get into a state with worry, fear, or anxiety. If you're getting ready to make phone calls, put yourself in this state before you ever pick up that phone, before you ever push the, you know, record button on Facebook Messenger or send a text or any of that. Get yourself into that calm, centered state, calm your body, calm your thoughts, and then take action. So I want to give you a little affirmation that you can repeat. When I focus on what I want, and I focus on gratitude, all good things come to me. When I focus on what I want and I do so with gratitude, all good things come to me. So how do you make that happen? Well, how do you focus with gratitude? Well, let's say that your goal is to build a team of 500 people and be earning $10,000 a month in your direct sales business. So I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and focus on that. Literally visualize. Visualize yourself in a group setting, maybe hosting a team dinner with 500 people in attendance. You close your eyes and you look out over the room, and all 500 of those people are on your team. You didn't bring them all in. Maybe you brought in 20 of them, and some of those people brought in some who brought in some. But all of those 500 people sitting there at the table, ready to hear what it is that you have to say. And I know for those of you who have a fear of speaking, you're already getting that sense of anxiety again. But maybe it's just to stand up and give a toast and say, I appreciate you. We'll make it as simple as that. Or maybe it's something even bigger that you want to say and express to them. But I want you to close your eyes and I want you to visualize that. Okay? Doesn't that feel good? Doesn't that feel great? Visualize what it is that you want and then feel the sense of gratitude to God, to the universe, to yourself, to your team, to everybody who played a role in making that happen for you. And that's going to put you into a calm, happy state. In fact, if you're visualizing this right now, tell me that you don't have a little smile on your face. In most cases, you do. I know I do. When I close my eyes and I get into strong visualization mode, I always have a smile on my face and I catch myself with it. That's when I know that I'm really buzzing with what it is that I want to accomplish. So I want you to practice this every time that worry, fear, anxiety, or any of those icky feelings that we don't like begin to creep in. When I focus on what I want and I do so with gratitude, all good things come to me. So think about it. If you're doing something right now that doesn't really feed your soul, that doesn't bring you joy, don't focus on that. That's focusing on the lack in your life of not having what you want. Instead, focus on what it is that you want. So let's say that you're in a job that you really can't stand and you've got this network marketing business, but darn it, you're allowing your fear and anxiety to stop you from reaching out and connecting with other people. Okay? Does that happen for you? Chances are that it does. So I want you to stop, slow down, close your eyes, take those deep centering cleansing breaths, and focus on what it is you really want. Focus on that success that you know can be yours through your network marketing business. Okay, focus on what you want. That's what you want. Also, focus on something that you already have in your life that brings you joy. Focus on your gratitude around that. And then I want you to, again, breathe slowly, relaxed, and repeat that affirmation. When I focus on what I want and I focus with gratitude, all good things come to me. When you take 3 long, deep inhale breaths in and then hold it and then exhale slowly, it always brings a calm, centering point to your mind and where you are. So I want you to put your full focus behind what it is that you want, what it is that you want that you're feeling deep within you, deep within your body, deep within your heart. You've got to put your full focus behind it. Now, Napoleon Hill has, the author of Think and Grow Rich, has a great saying, and that is burning desire. When you have a burning desire around something, you truly become unstoppable. So if you're not quite where you want to be, perhaps you haven't really invoked that burning desire. You're hoping and you're wishing, but you don't have that burning desire. But you can get there, I promise you. Think of your hopes, your dreams, your wishes and desires, and look at each one of those. What are you hoping for? What are you wishing for? What are you dreaming about? What are your desires? And then align that with a deep, truly burning desire. What is it that you're really trying to do? And why are you really trying to do this or accomplish this? Where do you feel stuck? Okay, where do you feel stuck? And then why do you feel stuck? When you ask yourself that question, why do I feel stuck? It's important that you answer it very quickly, intuitively, with the first thing that comes to mind. Don't overanalyze it and don't overthink it. Just blurt out, think out loud quickly what it is when you say, why am I feeling stuck? And then let's shift that to how it is that you want to feel. And then why do you want to feel that way? What is that going to create for you? Is it a sense of accomplishment, a sense of security? What is it? Sense of success, whatever it is. There's not a right or wrong. It's just important that you focus there. And it's important that you focus there even if you're not sure how to get there. So how is it that you want to feel about your life, about your business, about the path that you're on? How is it that you want to feel? And again, focus your energy there even if you don't know how to get there. And then repeat your affirmations out loud. When I focus on what I want and I do so with gratitude, all good things come to me. Now, this is something that I learned a little technique from Mary Meckley, who does a daily meditation podcast. It'll be in my show notes over at jackyelmer.com/169, as well as these affirmations and some, you know, different things that you can do. But one thing that I learned from listening to her podcast is that she teaches to say what you want 3 times out loud and boldly. So when I focus on what I want and I do so with gratitude, all good things come to me. When I focus on what I want with gratitude, all good things come to me. And then she has you lower your voice. When I focus on what I want with gratitude, all good things come to me. And repeat it 3 times. And notice how you feel in your body when you're saying this, when you're expressing this. I know I get almost like a tingly kind of feeling. Then you're going to repeat it in a whisper. When I focus on what I want with gratitude, all good things come to me. When I focus on what I want with gratitude, all good things come to me. 3 times whispering it. And then the final thing that you do is you move your lips, but nothing comes out, but you repeat it. I just did it. That's why it went quiet. But you're going to move your lips and speak it silently to yourself, again, invoking that feeling of exactly what it is that you want and invoking that feeling with that sense of gratitude of how you're going to feel when you get it and the gratitude that you're at least aware that this is what you're working on. Because here's the thing, as I said, the unknown is almost always scary. We feel unsure. We doubt ourselves. That's totally common. I learned this in my coaching program. As you know, I'm finishing up my certification on my coaching program. And that statement is this: Confusion is the last stop on the train to clarity. Confusion is the last stop on the train to clarity. So before you reach that point of clarity, you're going to feel confused. It's almost like all hell breaks loose when you try to do something. And that's when you're headed for a true breakthrough. What happens is we start feeling, unsettled about certain things. And we feel like all these things keep coming up and these roadblocks keep coming in front of us. And, you know, we're late to this and all this happens. And instead of feeling flustered by that, and instead of thinking, well, maybe I'm on the wrong path then, maybe this isn't what I should be doing, take a deep breath in, focus on where you want to be, feel a deep sense of gratitude, and then say to yourself, I am really close to the breakthrough that I'm looking for. I am really close to the breakthrough that I'm looking for. You've probably also heard this before. What does not kill me makes me stronger. What does not kill me makes me stronger. You know, I used to say that, and I used to dance around the room to the Gloria Gaynor song from the 70s, I Will Survive, before I would set out to make phone calls or make contacts in my direct sales business. I had to get my energy level high. I had to get my vibrational level high. I had to get myself into that feeling that I was onto something and doing the right thing. And I would literally crank up that song and dance around the room and sing and fist pump and jump around for joy. And it always raised me to a point where, boom, when I got on the phone to people, nothing they could say would deter me. If they said no, if they slammed the phone down, if they told me I was an idiot, none of those things ever happened. Okay, a couple people told me no, and a couple people hung up abruptly, but nobody was ever just horribly rude, but I share that. But I just would attract much higher quality of people when my vibrational level was at a point of attracting those kind of people. So when you're struggling with any of that, when you're struggling with your fear of picking up the phone and you're worried about what people are going to say, I want you to reframe that and think of the terms of what you get to do that's fabulous with this business. You get to share some wonderful products that you believe in. You get to share your passion for these products. You get to share your story of how these products have affected you or why you're excited about them. You get to share a wonderful business with great potential for those who see it and want to grab hold of it. And if somebody doesn't, well, that doesn't dilute your enthusiasm. That doesn't dilute your passion and your story. And that doesn't dilute the fact that there's huge potential for those who do see it. You also get to step out of something limiting, okay? Because in most cases, we join a direct sales network marketing company because we're feeling limited in other areas and we're looking for more that's unlimited. We're looking for more unlimited income potential. We're looking for that feeling of security. We're looking for more time freedom. We're looking to step out of something that's currently limiting us. There's always going to be fear as we overcome obstacles, and that's pretty much for everyone. I don't care what it is you're doing. You can listen to top interviews with all types of people in all different businesses, from musicians, actors, actresses, celebrities, to politicians, to big business owners. And all of them, when they started something new, typically felt fearful. They felt like a fraud. They wondered if they could do it. Sometimes their family told them they were crazy. All different things like that. That's normal. But when you honor yourself, and when you do what you truly believe in and what you're truly passionate about, your self-respect for yourself is going to grow. That was kind of an oxymoron. Your self-respect is going to grow. You're going to begin to feel better about yourself, and that's going to put you into a further state of action. And you know what? You can't even place a monetary value on that. You really, truly can't. That's so powerful. When I've been interviewed before about what the greatest sense is of achievement, of having gotten there, of having hit the 0.5% of all of those in direct sales and network marketing, ultimately, it wasn't the money. The money was great. Absolutely, the money is great. But the ultimate, gift. The ultimate gift that I received from reaching there is the sense of accomplishment, of knowing that I could do it, that I did do it, and the self-respect that I had out of that feeling. Over 90% of the thoughts that we think are negative. So what I want to encourage you to do is meditate first, acknowledge your fear and ask it to step aside, get into a meditative state of mind where you can visualize and conjure up something happy, successful, and productive in your life, something that you can feel gratitude toward, and get your affirmations in line and get in a good state, and you will vibrationally align with your perfect prospects. I absolutely promise you it will happen. It absolutely will. So that's what I have for you today on this show, number 169. If you have questions, comments, or any of that, you can tweet me at Jackie Almer. I always love to know where you're listening in from, what you're doing, and any questions that you have for the show, you can tweet them at Jackie Almer and just use the hashtag Jackie Almer. That's the easiest for me to find. Or you can post them on Facebook, facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth. And I hope you'll take a look at my Inner Circle coaching program. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. There's also details there on my Inner Circle coaching program. And I do apologize. I just found out last week that my contact form that's on there, my questionnaire, is not working on the website. So hopefully by the time you listen to this, it will be up and working. But you can always go to jackiealmer.com and just click contact there on that form. That site, it is working, and I would love to get your questions answered. Or you can certainly send me an email, jackie@streetsmartwealth.com, and would love to answer any questions you have about the coaching program. So until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check, and good luck to you in your business. And good luck to you overcoming that fear and getting to the success you truly desire. Share this podcast with a friend and help make their journey more enjoyable. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.